These days, kids are more likely to be hunting Pokemon rather than elk or a deer. Our reporter Nate Hedgie grew up in hunting country, but his family didn't hunt, so there was no one to teach him. So he decided to change that recently with a 3-day workshop on the skills he didn't learn from his dad, who also tagged along.
It's kind of weird seeing my dad cut into the neck of a dead cow elk. My dad's name is Mike. He's a software engineer and he's never hunted before. But now his blue latex gloves are bloody as he peels fur and skin off the animal.
Do you feel grossed out at all?
No, it's a lot like, actually look a lot like getting ready for smoking ribs.
Really?
Way. Yeah, yeah, you're separating out some pieces to it, so.
Even though there's this like giant elk's head right next to my foot.
My dad seems to be handling this way better than I am. I dragged him to the middle of Idaho for this 3-day intensive workshop. It's put on by the sportsman's group Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. So far we've learned hunting rules and regulations, how to track an elk, and now how to butcher one. The elk is sprawled out on a tarp in a parking lot, and there's this rank smell coming from her neck. I'm getting a little queasy. Our instructor is Eric Crawford. He smells it too.
It's probably literally food still sitting in there that's kind of partly decomposing and giving you that sour smell.
That's kind of gross. But that's okay.
These are the things I've got to get over if I want to learn how to hunt. See, growing up in Wisconsin, I was surrounded by kids who'd take off opening weekend with their dads, sit in a tree stand, and shoot deer. But my family never did.
Why didn't we grow up hunting?
Oh, that was never really introduced to me by my father.
My dad's father was a refugee who escaped communist Hungary.
And, I don't think hunting was ever top on his mind.
So we grew up getting our meat from Piggly Wiggly grocery stores or after-school McDonald's. But as I got older, I learned about beef and pork's big carbon footprint. And that's got me thinking about eating local, way local. Katie Ulrich says that's a big driver for a lot of adults who want to learn how to hunt.
Having to harvest your own animal, knowing exactly where it came from, knowing that it isn't filled with any type of chemicals.
Ulrich is an Idaho State wildlife biologist and one of the instructors here. She learned how to hunt 7 years ago and says it can be kind of scary for adults to learn the skill.
Like if your parents don't do it, it's intimidating to get into on your own.
That's why she got into teaching the skill herself. Right now we're kneeling on a tarp as she takes the elk's head off like she's a 90s action star, or as she calls it, the Steven Seagal head twist. Afterwards, we butcher the meat on a table, throw the scraps into a grinder. The whole animal produces around 200 pounds of really lean, healthy meat. The instructors fry some of that meat up in a cast iron pan and pass it around. It tastes delicious and feels hard won. Of course, I just helped butcher the animal. I didn't kill it. Eric Crawford really stresses the ethics behind getting this meat. He says after years of hunting,
I still have that sense when I walk up into an animal that I just shot of somewhat sorrow and deep respect for that animal, you know? And I think if you don't have that, then there's probably something more wrong with you.
He spends hours teaching us about conservation, not wasting meat or life, and making sure that when you do pull the trigger, you kill an elk or deer quickly and humanely. That's the part I'm most nervous about. Around 2/3 of Americans have fired a gun, but despite growing up in rural Wisconsin, I never have. So we drive out to a shooting range. Crawford hands me a beginner's rifle. We do a couple of dry runs without bullets, and then...
Ready to do the real thing?
Sure, why not?
Trey, are you getting ready over there for real?
Am I nervous? Yes, very nervous.
Crawford loads a magazine into the rifle. I cycle around into the chamber.
There you go.
Lock.
And close.
Close.
And then I look through the scope. I aim.
Nice. How'd it feel?
Great. I mean, it felt better. I don't think I hit the target.
Oh,
I think every time I... was about to fire, it fired. I just like closed my eyes.
If I'm going to be a hunter, I need to be a much better shot. That'll take practice and getting used to a rifle. And whether or not I can kill something, I don't know. And my dad?
You know, I'm absolutely a hypocrite. I love red meat.
But he doesn't kill that meat. He says he outsources it to big corporate-owned slaughterhouses.
Now, I guess I'm not totally objecting to hunting, especially the ethical side of it. And if it is for harvesting meat, I think maybe I'm a little bit more open to it than I thought I was.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in McCall, Idaho.